Podcast.
Welcome to the Almost Perfect Podcast, a celebration of making it through another damn year. Yo. What a fucking year it has been. I don't know how your year's been, but mine has been not great. Like, there have definitely been some victories. There's definitely been some good parts to it. Like, you know, my wonderful girlfriend, Jamie, she's been a fucking shining light. And, you know, building things with the Not Quite Right team has been really cool. And other than that, well, I guess I've been able to come and visit my family a couple times. And I did get to have that dope Cape Town tour. So, you know, I've had some good times this year. But in general, things haven't necessarily gone my way. And I think there's quite a few reasons for that. I mean, you know, the state of the world, but then also just the state of my mental health. Like, I don't know if I've really admitted to it or spoken much about it. I mean, I can't even fucking remember half the shit I've said on this podcast this year. Because the reality is I've been, you know, dealing with, I guess I'll call it a minor depression. You know, just a constant low mood state that my brain has put me in for quite some time now. And it ebbs and flows, obviously, but I do think a lot of it stems from the pandemic. I think a lot of it stems from watching my grandfather die of skin cancer. It stems from, you know, my good friends passing away due to COVID. Other friends dying by suicide. And just the general fucking morbidity and cruelness and the unrelenting nature of both those things in this world. You know, it's dark fucking times. And I think a lot of people can see that. A lot of people probably feel somewhat similarly and have for quite a while. Like Marc Maron in one of his specials recently was just like, I don't think anything's ever going to get good again. And I agree to some degree. I mean, I've kind of always felt that way. Like, I am a generally morose motherfucker. And I always have been. Like, ever since I was a lattie. So, a lot of this isn't exactly new. But this year, it has been a bit of a struggle to deal with, I guess. And that's also why, like, I think with this podcast, I haven't reached the heights I wanted to. I haven't been as consistent with it as I'd like to. And in some cases, it does feel like a Sisyphusian. Is that correct? Like, I know how to say Sisyphus. I just don't know how to say Sisyphusian. I guess I do. I guess that's it. But sometimes it does just feel like, you know, why the fuck am I pushing this boulder up this hill? What's the point, you know? But then I have cool chats with people like Ruff, Rafael Mineta. We hung out the other day. We went and grabbed some bottomless lemonades from Mug and Bean because I was hung the fuck over. We even went and chundered like in the mall at Rose Bank. I think it's the altitude up here in Joburg, man, because like I don't typically chunder from booze that much. I mean, I do sometimes. I'm not going to act like, oh, you know, I've never overindulged to the point of having to eject the contents of my stomach. That's happened quite a few times in my life, but less so recently. But every time I'm in Joburg or even Pretoria, man, like when I'm up this side, for some reason the next day, I gotta get it all out, man. But yeah, we hung out, we chatted about a lot of different stuff, and you know, in some ways it was motivating because he was just like, yeah, dude, like you've done some dope stuff with the podcast and it sucks that it hasn't necessarily gone as far as, you know, I think it deserves and he thinks it deserves and I think maybe some of you even think it deserves. But, you know, it is what it is. And that shit does, you know, drain the motivation sometimes when you just don't see the numbers. Like even the Robbie episode, which is one of the most popular episodes this year, like if you compare it to the big podcasters or whatever, like it's a fucking drop in the ocean in comparison. And I don't know what to do about that, you know, like I don't know how to get this shit heard by more people. And Yeah, I don't even know where I'm fucking going with that. But that is something that weighs on me sometimes, and it is something that does make it harder to sometimes get out of bed and try and organize interviews, and yeah, even do these solo episodes sometimes. Like, I know I've missed the last 2 weeks, and that's not even because of mindset. That's just because, well, 2 weeks ago, like, I was going to record on the Thursday, but we had the roast battle. Well, not quite right, roast battle. And had to set up for that in the afternoon, much earlier than expected, and that just took the whole day. And then the next day, I was flying to Joburg and just didn't find time. I was even thinking about doing it on the Saturday, but yeah, I just let that one go. And then last week, I was going to record, and then someone was mowing right outside the window of my bedroom at my mom's house here, and then, my mom and I went to go get some dog food for her dogs from her vet. And whilst we were there, the vet asked her if she would like to foster a puppy over Christmas, because she was going on holiday and this dog had been abandoned there the night before. Just this tiny, tiny, tiny dog, like probably like 2 months old, you know? And it had kidney problems, and yeah, they'd got it back and it was doing okay, but was still on a drip and everything. And yeah, my mom being my mom, she was even like, she had just adopted two new dogs that she was going to fetch on Friday. It was like, yeah, we can do that, we can totally foster it. And so we brought it back here, still on the drip, and had it in a room. We called it Blue because it had one blue eye. And we're chilling with it, you know, we're nursing it back to health, feeding it. It started to eat, it was drinking, you know, like this, what's it, kind of like a future life for dogs, I guess, with water and milk. And, you know, we thought, hey, it's on a good path here. And then my mom left to go and pick up the other two dogs that she had adopted, and I was left chilling with Blue, and Blue let out a horrifying yelp and then started convulsing, and I went to him to try and, you know, just comfort him and, you know, be like, ah, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. And then he fucking died. Like, just like that. Just fucking died in my hands and went limp. And, you know, I tried to, like, do some sort of CPR, but yeah, that didn't work. And so I had a dead dog in my fucking hands, and a sound that I will never forget, of that fucking yelp. And so, yeah, that's why I didn't do the podcast last week, because fuck, I had to deal with that. We had to take this tiny puppy to go get cremated. And just in general, man, that's fucking shit experience. Like, I want to say mildly traumatic, and I guess that is probably the correct term, although I don't know, trauma is an overused term maybe at this point. But yeah, that was a whole thing. And then, like I said, you know, I've also just been dealing with my mom and grand stuff. Like, I'm stoked I've been here, you know, like I've only gone and seen people like twice. Like, I saw Ruff, and then the day before I went to Leah's friendsmas, well, the Leah's, but it was at Leah Jazz and Rob Forbes' place, which was fucking lovely. Even had Ange and Mojack Lahoko there, also past guests of this podcast, and that was fucking lovely, man. That was everything like I could have asked for. It was just really cool to get to spend time with old friends. And that's the weird thing, is like, I feel like, you know, my friends network in Joburg is probably a lot better than my friends network in Durban at the moment. Like, that's also been a thing about this year that's been very hard to deal with. Like, I felt quite isolated in a lot of ways, and I feel like a lot of people who I was friends with basically just abandoned me after Paige and I broke up. And You know, that's a whole thing that I don't think they really prepare you for when it comes to breakups and that. Like, I think the heartbreak and that's actually probably a bit easier to deal with. Probably a lot easier to deal with. But they don't really tell you that, hey, your social circle is going to shift quite a bit. And that people that you introduced your ex to will start inviting them to birthday parties, but not you. And that has been a thing that, like, I'll be honest with you, man, like, I've struggled with. I've genuinely had a hard fucking time getting over that. And I don't really know what the path forward is, other than obviously just to focus on the relationships with people who reciprocate it. And unfortunately for me, a lot of those relationships just aren't in Durban. You know, like, I'm lucky that I still get to chat to, like, Neil Green, even though he's all the way over in Ireland. And that's, yeah, when I come up here, I get to chat to my friends like Leo, like Mojack, and a few other people. Like, I also went to the cricket. I went to the Boxing Day Test match with my friend Karan Chetty, who you'll hear sometimes mentioned at the end of these podcasts. And yeah, he had a spare ticket and was like, yo, you want to come? And I was like, hell fucking yeah, I haven't done Boxing Day Test match in a long time. And that was fucking fantastic, getting to just drink beer in the day, talk shit, watch some cricket. And it was fantastic cricket. I mean, we really played well, which I'm not used to at Boxing Day Test matches, because I usually used to watch them in Durban, where we would always fucking lose. So yeah, like, those trips being good in that regard, and it's also been good in that I've been just chilling with my mom and gran. You know, we've just been hanging out, I've just been cooking for them, and then we'll watch, like, Guy's Grocery Games or Chopped or any number of Guy Fieri properties on the Food Network. It's either been that or sport, basically. But that's been really wholesome and really necessary, I guess, for my soul to just bring it back to the basics, man. And that's the thing. Looking forward, I definitely want to bring things back to basics and just focus on getting my mental health where I want it to be. Like, I think in the beginning of the year, I did a lot of things right, but for the wrong reasons. You know, like, I was working out and meditating and doing all these different things, but making sure everyone knew about it. You know, I was posting a lot to social media, trying to make sure everyone knew I was okay and I was having a good time and I was, you know, dealing with things well. But yeah, when you're doing that for other people, it's not going to have a lasting effect, I think. And so this year going forward, I do want to get back into a lot of the things I was doing. And, you know, I've kept up some of it. You know, I still do yoga pretty regularly. I still read pretty much every day. I still write quite often, almost every day, depending on where I'm at. But there's more things, you know, that I want to just get involved with. Like, I want to start exercising properly again, but not to change my body, you know, other than to get a bit stronger, more flexible, have better lung capacity, be able to outrun everyone else, you know, during the apocalypse. Being able to, you know, I probably should be able to swim as well, all things considered, what with the rising sea levels and everything. So, yeah, maybe I'll go to the Tesserary and I'll get a couple laps in next year. Although swimming's never been my thing. I think it might be better than running, though. It might be. I don't know. Running can be dope, though. It can be. But if you smoke as much as I do, yeah, that shit is hard. And so that's also a thing I should probably work on, is quitting smoking again. It's just I don't really fucking want to. I just want to smoke less. Like, I like smoking. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's cool as fuck, as I've also said in previous episodes. You know, it looks good when I'm on stage with my drink in my one hand, my smoke in my other. I look very rebellious, don't I? But yeah, I'm going to be doing Dry January. That's going to be a thing. I did it last year and I think it was quite good for me. And I'm going to do that again this year. And then, yeah, man, just try to get my processes right. Just try to get my habits right. Just try and get my daily shit in. The stuff that's important for your mind, body, and soul. And then hopefully everything else will just click into place. But I have definitely dropped off a bit with some of that stuff. And I've, yeah, like I've said, you know, my mental health just hasn't necessarily been where I wanted to be this year. And part of that is on me. Like, part of it's also just to do with the fact that the world is a dark place. And, you know, it feels like, I think I agree with some people who have said that, you know, World War III started after World War II. And we've been in a constant state of World War ever since. But just because things are localized in other areas, you know, it doesn't necessarily feel quite the same way. And it's not reported on the same way. And it's, you know, it's always somewhere else until it's fucking not. But I think this year, a lot of people have seen, I mean, obviously the Palestine, you know, the horrific fucking, absolute fucking, just demonic shit from Israel with regards to the Palestine situation. And then also people learning more about, you know, Congo and Sudan and Myanmar and all these different places. I don't even know if you know about all those different things. But, you know, people are becoming a bit more aware that there is just constant conflict. And while it might not be near you, it's happening. It's all happening. And has been for quite some time. I mean, the 90s, the 2000s, it's just always been war, because that shit is fucking profitable. And it's also, you know, obviously there's a lot of political machinations that are going on, that's political and financial, I guess. You know, that's a lot of it is to do with capitalism, that this shit happens. And I mean, I don't really fucking know what to do about it. I just know that that shit's fucking heavy, and it creates a blanket over all of us that just feels somewhat inescapable. And personally, I feel somewhat hopeless, because, you know, what the fuck can I do? Yeah, I can boycott some products. Yeah, I can share some stuff on social media. But what impact does that really fucking have when you've got, you know, the governments of the world just ignoring their people? It's, you know, is the revolution ever going to come? I mean, it's happened in the past. It's happened. There does eventually come a time where the proletariat is like, hey, we're done being fucked over. And then they eat the rich. But that hasn't happened in a while, at least not in ways that I'm aware of, or maybe that I'm not quite remembering. And that's the thing, man. Like, that's why you gotta just, for me personally, I've just gotta take it back to the basics. Like, I deleted Instagram off my phone, actually. Like, I'm still posting and stuff because I've got the, like, Meta Business Suite, so I can handle everything from there. But I just found my days being wasted by looking at other people's lives, and that shit even would piss me off than that. You know, I'd get pissed off at my fucking friends for a multitude of reasons, but mostly just because it's like, why are you doing this? You know, why are any of us doing this? Why are we all acting like we're celebrities, you know, on the internet and being media trained and shit and having to be these images of ourselves that just aren't even fucking real? So, yeah, I mean, I understand it's a useful fucking tool and I've got to market myself somehow. And so that's definitely still something I'm going to be doing. But I just want to engage less with platforms that are essentially just advertising platforms that we provide the content for. Like, that shit really fucking bugs me. I've actually been reading a book called Program or Be Programmed, which is by a guy whose surname is Rushkov. I can't remember his first name. But he wrote another book called Throwing Stones at the Google Bus, which I found to be quite interesting. And so I went back and read this. And yeah, man, like, the networks are biased and designed in certain ways to elicit certain responses. And in some ways, the only way to really deal with that is to not engage. And so that's what I'm trying to do. At the same time, they always also do breed community. And like, I do think, yeah, I might even find myself feeling more isolated. But maybe not. Maybe I'll actually work more on my relationships in real life, and maybe that will yield more positive results. So yeah, I guess that's where we're at. Merry Christmas, people. Happy New Year. I don't even have fucking plans for New Year yet. I'm gonna be flying back on Sunday on New Year's Eve, and then meeting up with my gal, and then we'll figure it out from there. So yeah, I hope this year has been better for you than it has for me, and I hope next year is better for all of us. I'm not going to make any promises when it comes to this podcast, even though I do have my goals, but I know I often say, oh, this thing is going to happen, or I'm going to do this thing, and then it doesn't quite happen the way I'd hoped, or it doesn't even happen at all. And yeah, sometimes that's my fault, sometimes it's just the way it is, but I am going to try and focus a bit more on this. I'm going to try, like, I've got my ideas, and I've got a pretty cool list of people I want to chat to. And if I can get even half of them done, I think it'll be a pretty successful year. But yeah, I'm not gonna get too ahead of myself, because the best laid plans of mice and men oft go awry. Thanks to everyone on Patreon. I don't have the list in front of me and shit. I'm actually busy doing this on like a virtual machine on my laptop. Somehow managed to like get Hindenburg working that way, because it does not work with Linux, and Linux is on this laptop because this laptop's fucking shit. But yeah, I've got a little virtual machine fucking Windows thing going on, and that's what I'm recording in, and so I don't have access to everything I usually do. So no shout outs directly to each patron over at the titular titles tier, but instead a big thank you to everyone who has supported this podcast this year and in the past and in the future. Like, holy fuck, it really goes a long way and really means a lot to me, and I really fucking appreciate it. So sincerely, thank you very, very much. And thank you to Damien Roots for providing the banging intro you hear at the beginning of each and every episode, and the wonderful bed music you're hearing under my dulcet tones, baby. And lastly, shoutouts to you. I'll catch you on the flip side.